This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Tech for Less, get 5% off with code MMA5OFF. Protect a bed. Shield your mattress and pillows from allergens, dust mites, and moisture. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS.
PlayJoy. Eat healthy and save time with custom meal plans. Use coupon code MMA10 to save $10 off.
Defense Soap. The ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, it's MMANUTS, episode 369.
369!
My name is Inga Weigel.
Back with another show by my fans, for my fans, walking live between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Maestro.
Maestro.
Not much, man. Hanging out. Enjoying the winter? No, not at all. Uh-huh. I'm thinking about moving west.
Yeah?
Yeah. Fuck this place. It's too cold. I don't like
this. Yeah, it's cold today. I didn't care for it very much.
I was enjoying the warm-up weather. Chicago gets pretty cold here in the winter, but it's been cool this week, and I know the Super Bowl is coming around, so everybody's getting geared up for that. Are you excited for it?
Sure. I'll watch it.
Who do you think is going to win?
Fucking Eagles, of course.
Okay.
I'm against anybody that is super successful, so fuck the Patriots, all right?
All right.
I'm always underdog. I root for the underdog.
Predictions on the final score?
1,000 to not so much Patriots win. So that's why I'm rooting for.
Okay, so you want the Eagles to win, but you know the Patriots can't lose.
It'll come. Is God on their side? Is Jesus behind Tom Brady?
I think there's the devil, man. They know Jesus. That's the devil's work.
That's the devil's work. Could be.
Come on, they pull shit out of their ass all the time.
I saw last year.
Yeah, it's gonna happen again. If they're down by like how many points and they'll come back and win, just like Alabama.
A gaggle.
Just like Alabama, in the national championship. Down by like however many touchdowns, and then somehow magically in overtime they won. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Blame the refs.
We need this kind of luck, man.
We're on it. Is Steve Mazzagatti the ref? Does he run that?
Probably.
Come to Steve Mazzagatti's school of NFL officiating.
Mm-hmm. What? Blind and blinder?
Yes. I'll teach you all this stuff. I'm looking at Twitter this week or the last couple days and go, why are there so many fucking dorks on the Twitter in the MMA world? They're all geeking out over Ronda Rousey signs with the WWE. Oh my God! Blah, blah, blah.
Like Bukkake everywhere.
Seriously. Okay. Circle jerk everywhere. What is the goddamn correlation between being some sort of an MMA journalist and fucking retarded WWE fan? I don't get it. What's
not me? Marwan Allah was involved, wasn't he?
Blowing up your timeline. With all the retardedness of her being in there.
I care not. Fuck the WWE.
I know. And I don't even care if Ronda Rousey's there. And
I don't even like real wrestling. Fuck the fake wrestling. Who wants to watch that? So.
And I wrestled for 3 years in junior. Like it's a big deal.
He's going way back now.
Step off, all right?
Hey, easy. That was like 40 years ago.
It almost was, for fuck's sake.
I know it was.
I have a picture
somewhere.
Were they
wearing tights back then?
I have the onesie, you know, nice. Whatever they call that gay thing.
I never wore those. I wrestled for a short period. I looked like a stuffed sausage. No thanks.
Like, whatever. I had a good picture somewhere.
Okay.
Fluxing it out. Seventh grade or eighth grade.
Yeah, I don't care. Anyway. Twitter anyway sucks. You know what? The last time I was on Twitter, it's like in 1996.
When you took a shit?
No, I don't go on Twitter.
It's the only time I didn't look at it.
I never go on Twitter. You know why? Because it's like for 12-year-olds.
Pretty much.
Although I was reading recently that Facebook is being slowly replaced by Instagram. I wonder if that's true.
I don't know. My daughter's all over the Instagram.
Yeah, it's a hot. It's where the young people are going. So, like, there's studies that, you know, the young people go first, then the old people follow, which is what happened with Facebook, and now they're going elsewhere. And we're going to follow.
Didn't that happen with MySpace?
Yes. Which is still around.
I know, but I'm just
still
saying.
A thing. That's exactly what happened. The young people don't want to go where we are. And if we arrive, they leave.
Get out of here! Oh, fuck, the old people are here. This is not cool anymore.
That's right.
Let's go somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
I hear ya. So with this Ronda Rousey shit in the WWE, she was saying she's not officially retired from MMA, is?
And she's waiting for Cyborg to retire.
And probably waiting her out. And she was saying that, or someone asked her about her MMA losses. She said, I don't want to talk about it. How long does it take? Are you ever going to talk about that shit?
What do they want to ask her?
Is it taboo?
What do they want to ask her? Man, my glasses are
just, just to talk about it in general, I guess.
Like questions? Like, yeah. Anything? What would you ask her about her MMA losses? Give me a question.
Why'd you run away from the sport after you lost?
She'd probably kill you.
Or herself.
This is why she doesn't want to answer those questions, because that's a valid question.
That's just, you know, you look at how other people handled the loss, Rhonda. Conor McGregor, Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Insert any other champion or someone who's undefeated and lost, and look how they handled it.
Anderson Silva went right back in at it again, broke his leg. Maybe she learned. Maybe she was like, I don't want that to happen
That's
to me.
That's bad juju. I want none of that juju on me.
Yeah. She's like, I don't want that. No, thanks.
Okay. That's fine.
No dick pills.
No. And since you brought up Anderson Silva, why are you? I didn't say Siri.
I didn't do anything.
I said Anderson Silva and did it. Siri's getting ready to fucking dial in, weigh in on this topic, apparently.
Shut up, Siri.
I'll ask you later. Never mind. Just because she's being weird. Stipe Miocic versus Daniel Cormier was fucking announced. We're just asking for the super fight.
Huh.
Are you surprised that they made this? I thought it was just a pipe dream. You know, you throw it out there. Please make these fights.
It was mentioned on the show, I recall.
Yeah.
Quite recently.
Multiple times.
Yes. That's quite curious. Do I like it? I love it. I think it's great.
Shit, yeah.
I'm looking for what is it, July or something?
Something like that. Yeah. I forgot the 226.
Yeah, 226.
Something I thought I read they were going to be coaches on the next season of the Ultimate
that part I
cancellation
don't like,
show. Okay. Yeah, no interest. And the other question about this fight, say DC wins. I think DC was saying he thinks he would be the GOAT then. Is he the GOAT? If he beats Stipe and wins the heavyweight title?
It's not me. Is it me?
You're on lockdown, Ingo.
My iPad's been fucking with me.
Didn't you just get a new one?
No, I think it needs an update or something. Anyways, is he the GOAT?
If he beats Miocic. So he would have won the Strikeforce, heavyweight tournament belt.
Mm-hmm.
UFC light heavyweight belt by default, and then the UFC heavyweight belt. Brock Lesnar?
No, my problem is he lost to Jon Jones twice.
Right.
And it's funny how even Joe Rogan, I told you this on this podcast, just completely has wiped Jon Jones off of his radar for greatest of all time. Just like that.
Well, he's like the UFC.
Yeah.
You know, he just disappears from the rankings.
The guy has only lost once via...
Well, yeah, it's technically not a loss.
Yeah.
The DQ.
Well, the elbow, the 12-6 elbow, on which seems like a whole three lifetimes ago.
Yeah, and again, that wasn't what caused the damage for the fight. And that's also Steve Mazzagatti asking a deaf fighter that's got blood in his eyes, can you continue fighting? Hey, motherfucker, he can't see and or hear you now. Probably not going to give you the right response.
Yeah. That's tough, dude. Because Jones ran through some dudes who are still in their prime. And Cormier, I don't know. I mean, he's had some good victories, but some of these dudes were a little bit older.
Yeah, and if there's one guy out there you can't beat, that's a good point. Can't be the GOAT.
You can't. If you fought Jon Jones twice and lost both times convincingly, and I don't even like Jon Jones.
You love him convincingly. You want a big man sex.
I love to hate Jon Jones. I don't know why. I hope he's turning his life around. Not really. But I really do. I hope he is.
Hope he slides into a family of six.
No, I don't. I want him to come back
so he can lose his belt for the third time.
Maybe. But I don't see Cormier. I can't. This is the problem with this whole scenario. What? He's never going to be able to live down this shadow he's under from Jon Jones.
But this is a perfect opportunity to get out of that shadow, right?
To get the belt. Definitely is a good start. I don't know how he can be the GOAT without beating Don Jones. I don't think he can.
I agree with that.
Unless
statement.
Jones come back and loses a bunch of times, then he would be demoted.
Yeah, but do you see that happening?
Well, he has to come back first, which I don't know if that'll happen. And him losing, probably not.
Well, I think Jones will come back in 2018. I would put him in
this year,
July. Yeah,
he's gonna come back.
Sure,
for sure.
Yeah, I think so. Nothing official, but the way everything.
I thought he got suspended for 2 years. No.
No, we're not. That shit's going to go away. Watch.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because dick pills?
Or a tainted supplement.
Tainted supplements.
Tainted cocaine.
Tainted sperm in his earball.
It'll work out. And so, okay, so where does this put Cain Velasquez then? Because if...
injured.
perpetual injury, lifetime ban. If DC wins, obviously those two aren't going to fight. Is Kane going to go? I thought I read a rumor, but this doesn't sound likely. But Kane moving down to 205 then?
Maybe.
You know, he's probably about the same weight. He looks a little thicker than Cormier, but...
I mean, I don't know. Has he ever been at that weight?
I don't think so.
No. He likes to eat his rice and beans, man. He's Hispanic. He likes them burritos. You can't be going down 205.
No, and I think in all likelihood...
That's a tough cut.
I would see DC moves up. If he wins the belt from Stipe, I see him just retiring and walking away and leaving a vacant belt. And then when Kane comes back, then he challenges someone for the vacant heavyweight belt.
That makes a lot of sense. You think DC's done fighting soon?
Yeah, he said he's going to retire before 40, so probably at the end of this year or early 2019.
Okay.
Or recollect... So, but I still think the scenario is if DC,
I still don't know if that's a win.
It is, if DC wins at heavyweight, John Jones is going to move up and challenge him for the belt when he wins it. But Jones is going to come back. So DC is going to move up. This is what, July?
Maybe they fight.
Jones is going to, they'll probably fight on the same card, right? So Jones is going to fight fucking Gustafsson for the vacant belt. Uh-huh. And then you have DC versus Stipe. DC's going to beat him. And then Jones is going to beat Gustafsson. And then Jones is going to be like, fuck this, DC. You ain't getting away from me. You can't run a heavyweight. I'm coming up there. You can't take everything I worked so hard for. Walk away with my heavyweight belt. I'm going to come up there and steal your heavyweight belt.
Wow.
Then I'll do a super fight.
And then DC,
and then
will,
DC
kill
will kill himself.
That'll and be horrible. Then, I don't like this scenario. DC.
Well, I think DC will retire. I don't know. Maybe I don't like rap.
But then he'll have the public's just, they will call him all kinds of names because he's running. Yes, that might be the worst thing ever. Be afraid as a fighter and not willing to take fights.
That's right.
That's how Dana always gets him talking shit. Oh, didn't want to take this fight, you pussy.
Yeah.
Right?
He wouldn't want to take a fight on 3-hour notice. Fuck that guy. I'm not going to pay him his show bonus his show money.
Exactly.
His bonuses. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Your scenario sounds like it could possibly come true, and it's pretty scary. I'm curious what would happen if that were the case. John Jones without having to cut weight. That's a scary proposition.
And Daniel Cormier without having to cut weight. We've seen him just maul people at heavyweight.
Uh-huh.
And I'll still argue I think he's a better heavyweight fighter from not cutting.
He might be. I think his biggest shocker to me was when he manhandled
Barnett Dan Henderson.
Thank you. Henderson was at 205.
He was like a toy.
Barnett, I mean, that was like, whoa, how did, you know, Josh Barnett is no joke. At that time, he was, you know, probably in his...
And juiced.
I'm heavyweight sure. Prime and juice to the gills probably and all kinds of stuff, and Cormier made him look stupid on the ground.
You know, well, I just remember him launching him, right?
Yeah, and he's big.
260.
Dude. Yeah, so we shall see.
What else you got?
Well, I have BKB is a bare knuckle boxing promotion in the UK, and Chris Lytle recently fought on that card.
I thought he retired. Man, isn't he a firefighter too?
He is, but he's making his return, and he beat Louis Gallant. I have a question for you. So it's technically called bare knuckle boxing, but they wrap the hands. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's just with tape, right? No gloves?
No gloves, but think about this. Bare knuckle, the reason why they say it's safer is because it's actually the skin and all that punching each other in the face. There's no protection on the hands, which is typically what causes more damage to your opponent if you have protected hands. But the tape, it's got to offer some level of protection.
Yeah, well, I feel like they should just dip them in plaster.
Plaster?
Knock some motherfuckers out.
Like,
I don't want cuts. I just want brain trauma. I want more CTE. Fuck trying to make things safer for these fighters.
Okay. Did you recently start a smelling salt company?
We're just babying everybody up by wearing gloves. I think we need to go full on. Might as well, let's concrete those fuckers up. So maybe it's one punch knockouts. Whoever lands first wins, because the other person's going to be fucked up. We're going to have a lot of caved in skulls. I think viewership goes through the roof.
That sounds really sadistic, Matt.
You might lose all your fighters. Half your roster may die.
Whoa.
Is that a problem? I don't even think the UFC cares about their fighters, so fuck it. Plaster.
Okay.
Anything else?
What do you got?
I saw Nate Diaz. He made an Instagram post. He said, sick of sitting around waiting for you fuckers to do shit. There's no excitement in this fight. Shit, step your games up. I'll see you around May, June. Sincerely, the real champ. That just bullshit Nate Diaz talk? Is he coming back?
He's coming back.
Who's a likely opponent not named Conor McGregor?
For Diaz?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know.
I saw there was a million people, fighters, posting that they would like a crack at Nate. Eddie Alvarez was one. And Kevin Lee, I don't care about that.
Well, they want the payday.
Yeah, of course, right? It's either Connor or the Diaz sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like that Alvarez fight. I like Gaethje versus Diaz. I like that one more because you know Nate's not going to fucking take it to the ground. And Gaethje with the leg kick attack.
Yes.
I think I like the Gaethje versus the Nate Diaz the most. Mm-hmm. And Eddie Alvarez a close second.
Yeah.
It's just violence. I think that's what I'm more interested in these days. And if you could dip your gloves in plaster.
Okay.
All right. Sweet. I think I'm going to buy some plaster, Ringo.
What are you going to mold your dick with the plaster?
No, I'm going to dip my gloves in it and start punching things.
Yeah. Did you ever do that, the mold thing? No. Should do that.
Why?
So I can send people my dick in the mail.
What's this? It's my dick in a box. Literally and
figuratively. No, it's a dildo. You know, if somebody piss you off, you just send them your dick. What is this? It's my dick. Go fuck yourself.
Why is it black? Because my dick is black.
It's black. That's right. Black from the waist down.
That's right.
A dick mold.
Something like that. Joanna Jędrzejczyk said she cut 15 pounds in 14 hours and she had numb legs prior to her fight against Rose Namajunas.
Why?
Well, with that being said, why are they allowing this woman to rematch Rose?
She needs to keep her weight down during training camp, man.
And doesn't she need to move up weight class? Because 15 pounds for a 115-pound woman puts you over the 10% threshold.
Just barely.
Well, that's 15 pounds in 14 hours. I'm guaranteeing when she stepped back into the octagon that she was probably a good 30 over.
Mm-hmm. So she weighs like 140?
I don't know. Might as well be.
That's a good weight in that 140, 145 range for a female.
She's probably 35. I would say
she's probably lighter than that. But yeah.
But why is the UFC, again, if fighter safety is any concern?
It's not. You know this already.
I know, but why do they put up the facade? Just say they don't give a fuck about the fighter.
Same reason they
drug. Only when it's...
They drug test for the same reason.
Right.
It's an IQ test. It's a how much do we like you test.
Well, let's talk about this. I'll throw a asinine question at you while we're talking about drug testing. How many current UFC fighters are under USADA suspension right now?
Zero.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
How many are there?
21 as of right now, if the information is correct. But it's quite a few.
Are you trying to tell me about my process, thought process, processing of thoughts is completely fucked up?
No.
I feel like it's the suspensions are just like smoke and mirrors. I don't think they're.
Well, it's only against the people that the UFC doesn't seem to like very much.
Mm-hmm. The John Jones thing is obviously an outlier. But he just kind of fucked up in general. I think. He's running around like a crazy person. He might as well be Bill Clinton with pulling his dick out all over the place. He's like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't, but I'm saying.
Or wait, there is. I don't know. It depends what circle you're running.
That's right. He's just kind of like, well, whatever. And they're like, John, you got to reel this in a little. Nope, I'm going to do my thing. So he's the outlier. But in general, I think the testing is bullshit. I really do. Maybe some fighters just don't give a shit. Just like, fuck it, I'm doing my thing. Try to bust me.
Yeah, Nick Diaz, he don't even care.
Fuck you,
I ain't showing up.
Got fucking.
You gotta find me.
Got fuck you money right now. Yeah, I made $10 million fighting Conor McGregor and then some.
Well, yeah, Nate. I was talking about Nick.
Oh, Nick,
with his whereabouts issues, right?
He don't care. He's off doing triathlons. Apparently, he gets paid to do this.
What, $10?
I don't see.
That sounds. They probably get paid as much as a fucking jiu-jitsu competitor.
Probably. He does okay. He's got all those bike sponsors and stuff like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, so. True. Did you have some Chuck Liddell news for me, Ingo?
Yes, I do. Were you waiting for that?
No.
You weren't.
But yeah. I have a Chuck Liddell-related thing.
So Chuck Liddell and Furious Pete were recently in a burrito-eating challenge.
Burritos the size of your head.
Yes.
15 pounds each.
He's a well-known YouTuber, this Furious Pete guy.
He's so well-known, I've not heard of him.
Me either. My kids love YouTube. They watch YouTube, but I've never heard of this guy. But the guy's known for his competitive eating. So Chuck ate off against him. They had an eat-off contest.
Joey Chestnut.
No beat-off contest, eat-off contest. And then the article goes on to talk about Chuck's potential comeback from fighting. Because somehow he's really good at eating burritos. I don't know.
He's supposed to be on Big Brother's having a celebrity edition. He's going to be on it.
I never watched that show.
Is
that
a good show? Press release. No, never watched it. Maybe the first season. It's gay as fuck. But, so what would you rather see? There's three choices. Burrito eating contest. Chuck on this fucking...
Big Brother?
Yep. Celebrity Big Brother. Or... In Bellator. What's his best career move at this point?
I gotta say.
It's the less of all evils. I don't think he wins in any scenario.
I gotta say the Big Brother is probably his lowest impact. Because he doesn't have to eat anything or get hit
no,
by
No, but he's gotta deal with all these other fucking retards that are gonna be on that show.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the premise of the show.
I think they lock them up. They sequester them in like a compound. And then they have video cameras everywhere and... I don't know if they do shit.
They jerk them off?
Yes, yeah, once daily. They pretend like they're a housekeeper on one of Chris Farley.
Come to your housekeeper for your daily whacking off.
Housekeeping! 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 He jerk you off? What kind of housekeeping is this?
The good kind.
Yes, the best.
They not only turn down the bed, they come and jerk you off every morning. I don't know.
All that is just my arm.
Twist
or
your arm.
My dick. Whatever gets in your way, lady.
Oh, my watch does not like me. I've been lazy today. It's telling me. It's too much thing.
This is tracking too much information.
Yeah.
That'll stop. Snoop Dogg apparently is going to be doing some commentary on the UFC 3 for EA Sports.
Oh, yet another reason not to buy that piece of shit of a game. Sorry, Snoop. I'm a big fan, but not when you talk MMA. You don't know shit about shit when it comes to MMA.
Well, I was going to say, that may be the best place for his commentary is the video game, because it seems more video game worthy, but I agree. The more shit that these guys try to put in the game, the worse off it gets.
Yes.
When all you need is a button masher. That's all we need.
I want Pride Rules.
That's right.
Brock Lesnar versus Ronda Rousey. Winner gets anally raped.
You're so aggressive. I feel like that's the kind of women you're trying to attract. See, you're putting that vibe out in the atmosphere, in the universe. And
hey,
just saying. comes around, goes around. I don't know.
It's a Justin Timberlake song.
Sweet.
Goes. By the way, not to sidetrack. I don't want to. The Netflix thing, Justin Timberlake has this concert thing he did with the, like, Tennessee, like, orchestra or something weird thing. He's going on tour. Very good. It's on Netflix. I'm pretty surprised. That man is very talented. Not to mention good looking. If I was gay, I'd totally make out with him. But I'm not gay, so we're good.
I'll just make out with him.
Will you?
You just give him hand jobs. I'm not just you your housekeeping.
Housekeeping, be jerking off.
Tip to tip efficiency. Remember that?
Just going from gay to gayer.
Kudos to you if you get that reference.
That's so, right.
Yes. What's happening?
I don't know.
Should we talk about Bukkake instead?
No. Ally Aquinta signed a new four-fight deal with the UFC.
Oh.
Apparently they ripped up his old contract and gave him a new one.
Was it better than the
previous? Yeah, way better. Oh. I guess he's getting... He said he's just looking at it. It's a one-fight contract because he got what he... They came up to his number. Obviously, you didn't set your number high enough because they gave in to you. But is this going to be a new trend over here at the UFC? And why him? Is he a big enough name?
Because they didn't want him to smash any more hotel rooms.
Like, oh, man, we don't have, kind of afraid of the Ally Aquinta. He's a little raging.
He's crazy,
like,
man.
Like a bad case of herpes.
Unpredictable.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good for him.
Getting that UFC money, huh? One fight. Mm-hmm. I like it. Here's a little side note. Why are hockey players doing drugs on the bench while they're on TV? We were talking about this pre-show with the smelling salts again. Literally watching the Blackhawks. Minute 30 seconds. They're sitting there, and the trainer is walking behind them. A bunch of the players just go like this with their fingers, and guy cracks the smelling salt, puts it in his hand. Another player next to him dials it up, cracks the smelling salt, puts it right in their hand. They're just fucking huffing. Ammonia inhalants right there, full view of everyone. Is this a common thing? Because it seems like I see it a lot when I'm watching these games. I don't know about
it's
this.
Starting to become real popular, and I was just reading up on it.
Yeah,
there's no long-term studies that say it's good or bad. One thing it does do, it definitely makes you more alert. It actually irritates your respiratory system in some way as well. So it kind of excites the body, makes you breathe heavier, your heartbeat goes up. You know, you're obviously more invested in what you're doing, but they also say that it doesn't help for cognition. So really, you may not be able to think better, but you're able to react better, if that makes sense. So you wouldn't want to do this if you're in a position where you have to make very logical decisions. But if it's your job to go out and just beat ass, it's probably a good thing. So
the MMA fighters between rounds, can they do that?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm curious if that would be considered okay. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that this would be good for you long term, but
no.
But I mean,
like you're in the back of a pickup truck in a concussion
smelling
movie.
Smelling salt. I mean, somebody would have to. I don't know. I don't know if there's a rule against it. And there's how can you stop them? What's to say they don't already?
Don't fucking do it. Ben Henderson toothpick in your mouth.
Put it in your water. Just smell it.
Well, I don't know. It's pretty potent. Someone's gonna smell that. Someone says, I don't know. Something to watch out for. Mm-hmm. What else? Roy Jones Jr. says he's going to fight Anderson Silva boxing if Dana White signs off on it.
Nice.
You interested? Wasn't that supposed to happen 8 years ago?
Right.
Or something? There was that talk.
When it was relevant.
At this point, they probably weigh the same.
I thought Roy Jones beefed up like,
yeah, I was gonna
like
say,
fat kind of style. Okay.
He might be James Toney, but maybe not that big. Toney was a fat fuck when he came to the UFC.
Yeah. Would I like to see it? I don't know. Sure. I'll watch it. It's on. Maybe.
Maybe. Who else? I don't know if I was going to show you a Mighty Mouse clip. Because, you know, he's got that fucked up shoulder. He's been streaming on Twitch and... goes in the celebration mode. He's like, yeah, ah, fuck my shoulder. Ah! He's been doing that a bunch. Maybe you should stop streaming the video games if you can't fucking keep your shit together, you weirdo. I don't know.
Okay. It's a strange story, Matt. What's his shoulder business?
Because he had shoulder surgery.
Oh.
So he shouldn't be jerking off with his right arm or left arm. What is everyone's?
What do you need your shoulder for?
Injury.
How hard are you jerking off if your shoulder's involved?
Everything.
It's like,
you gotta work. Like,
you don't have more than wrist action.
You just,
there's like wrist.
Well, Mighty Mouse is right.
There's elbow, and then if the shoulder's involved, I mean, that's heavy duty. Jesus, you're probably chafing at that point.
I'm just saying. Any other news?
I got nothing about. It's been a slow week, man.
It's true. Let's do some asinus.
These nuts.
Moving right along. There we go. All right, so we have all these champion versus champion fights. Some have been happened, some are announced. So McGregor versus Alvarez, I think, was the first one recently. You know, when we talk about it, GSP versus Bisping. Then they announced Miocic versus DC, uh-huh. And also rumored is the Cyborg versus Amanda Nunes. And then we also have TJ Dillashaw versus Mighty Mouse kind of in the works. And there's a rumor that those last three are all going to be on one card together.
Ooh.
Which would be retarded.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, probably charge you $300 for that one.
Maybe.
So with all that being said, is the UFC jumping the jumped shark at this point? You know, how, and is this good for business? Because how far can you push all your champions? You know what I'm saying? Because obviously, if you have three champion versus champion fights, one of your champs is getting fucked up. You're losing half your champs out of those fights. So, mm-hmm. What do you think?
I want big cards, Matt. I want more big cards.
Well,
that's what I'm looking for. I don't care how they do it. Give me all the champs on one card. Give me five title fights. I'm in.
Well, is this a result too of you don't have your Brock Lesnar, you don't have your Ronda Rousey, you don't have your Conor McGregor, you don't have your Jon Jones? Here's what we all or nothing every time.
Blow it out.
Yeah, but where's the longevity of this? You're fucking tainting everybody. So Miocic loses. I'll just pick random losers. Miocic, Nunes, Mighty Mouse. Doesn't matter.
Let me point something out to you.
Yeah.
You are not happy when the cards suck. You are not happy when the cards are awesome. When are you happy?
Never.
Are you ever happy?
Never.
Give me awesome. I want the best card
ever.
No,
I'm just, I like it, but I'm just saying, I feel like they're always going for the short-term win, and then you're losing in the long term.
Uh-huh.
Because now you've fucked three of your champs.
Literally.
I thought that the champion versus champion was the exception to the rule. Now it just seems to be the fight to make. When in the past, we would talk about, oh, Jesus Christ, could we have GSP versus Anderson Silva? The UFC, no, we don't want champion versus champion. Now it's all that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have anybody else or any other
way to
sell a fight.
There's no stars.
Right. So you have to jump the shark. It can habitually jump the shark.
It's a habit. There's nothing you can do.
No, I'm just thinking, where are you going to be in a year? You don't have any other fucking things that you pull out of your ass.
He wasn't Conor talking about fighting in December or something?
He's not fucking ever going to fight again.
Nick Diaz is coming back. Nate's coming back.
Yeah, of course they are.
Ronda Rousey's probably not coming back. Brock Lesnar might.
People were saying he apparently was at that gay wrestling thing. And
the gay wrestling?
That's it's called the gang there bang, is. And apparently he punched some guy for real.
Why?
Because he kneed him in the head.
Oh.
Accidentally. Okay. So Brock punched him twice. Mm-hmm. Accidentally.
Has he been working on his striking, you're saying?
Of course.
That's great.
But they were saying that Brock looks off the sauce right now.
Hmm.
A little chubby.
How come?
The UFC return may be ready. Maybe right around the corner, so maybe in the drug testing pool.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Swimming in there?
Yes. What else we got? Brandon Beerley asks, does anyone else find it funny that immediately after Cormier fought last week, he wanted nothing to do with fighting heavyweights? Then, like a week later, his fight with Stipe has been announced for July. Your thoughts on this and who wins it?
Well, I think it makes sense. He wants that belt. He's looking to escape the Jon Jones shadow. And he probably didn't think he was going to get that title shot. Now that he has it, why wouldn't he take it? Of course I would take it if I was him. All day long.
Well, he just wanted to avoid it for Kane. Like that weight class.
Mm-hmm.
Kane's never coming back. That's why he's doing
it. It's been 2 years.
Right. He might as well be 8. He's never coming back.
He's all messed up.
I think DC wins. But Stipe's tough as fuck.
He is. Nobody likes Stipe.
He fights boring in his last fight, so.
Yeah.
Rodrigo channel closes out. It's time. Pound sign us roll. Pound sign Matt Rave trade. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Who would win in an MMA fight? Jennifer Lawrence or Emma Watson?
Jennifer Lawrence. She seems feisty.
Yeah. She's dirty. Would you rather lose your sex organs forever or gain 200 pounds for the rest of your life?
Can I still have sex if I'm 200 pounds heavier?
Yes. It's 200 pounds.
Give me the 200 pounds.
Larry Flint me. Wait, no, he lost his sex organs. Just 200 pounds on me.
Did he really?
Well, he got paralyzed. I think it was from the waist down.
Good
shot. Would you rather die saving 10,000 strangers from death, knowing no one would ever know it was you, or live knowing everyone would know you decided not to save 10,000 people's lives?
Let me live! I'm selfish.
Yeah, the fuck everybody. They can die. All right. Fuck, marry, kiss, date.
Ooh.
No death. So the way it works is fuck who you want to have 10 out of 10 sex. Marry who you want to have sex with more often. Depends. It would be an 8 out of 10. Kiss, who you're going to have French kiss. And then and date, who you're going to have date as a friend and nothing else happens.
There's no such thing, fucking dude. You don't date as a friend. That doesn't happen. If we're dating, we're fucking.
Right, and if we're fucking, we're fucking. Because exactly. You're not dating,
dating
sometimes.
Dating equals fucking equals something. I don't know. That is crazy. Wherever you're from, where's he from? Mexico?
Brazil.
Sorry.
Brazil. Trying to call him a dirty Mexican, no. You racist son of a bitch.
Listen.
Don't you put that on someone.
I know your Brazilian women are crazy down there. There's no such thing as dating them as friends. That does not exist. If you are dating Brazilian women as friends, Rodrigo, you need to fix that shit. Work it out, man. Exactly. Lay down the law, as Matt likes to say.
That's right. Sometimes,
sometimes you do.
The law. That's right. Sometimes you use an attitude adjuster. I think I have one right over there.
Yeah.
That wiffle ball bat says attitude adjuster. Post picture. This is a WWE Horsewoman edition again. And he also said that I need to find good pictures.
Oh, is he calling you up?
Yeah, that's fine. So first we'll start with Bailey. This is the best I can find.
With two Y's. Okay, cool.
I may have misspelled that.
She probably has this. No, I'm not going to say it.
Something stinks. I'm just saying. Something probably stinks.
You had the thought too, didn't you?
Yeah.
It just looks like it'd be nasty.
Ooh. Becky Lynch.
I like that. That's not bad.
Yep. Looking good. And then we got Charlotte Flair.
Oh, she's dirty. Just fake boobies. You saw that. One of those
maybe
skinny ones with the fake boobies.
Maybe.
Is that wine on her thing or what is it looking at?
I don't know. What the hell's going on her weird thing? Weird toys. And then Sasha Banks.
These women are a little bit too skinny for my taste. Okay.
Fuck, marry, kiss, date. Date you're gonna do nothing with. That's Bailey for me. That's my date. Who's your date?
I'm gonna have to date the last one.
Okay.
That's not my style.
And then kiss, I'll take Sasha Banks.
I'll go with the Charlotte player.
What do we have left? Marry
and fuck.
And fuck.
I'm probably gonna have to marry this Becky Lynch one.
I agree on that one. And I'm fucking Charlotte Flair.
Okay.
Is that who you have left?
Nope. I have the other one, the first one.
Okay.
She looks like she'd be crazy.
She looks like she smells.
Yeah.
In all the wrong places.
Uh-huh. So you probably tie her all up and do dirty things to her.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I do have another. I have some knowledge. So I'll talk a couple of knowledges. So did you hear the release date for Games of Thrones?
I did not.
April of 2019.
Oh, shit.
We're a full year behind schedule.
That's bullshit.
When you think about they used to come out.
I could be dead by then. That's bullshit.
I know this. Well, they know they have everyone by the balls, so they're just like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Here's a little fuck, marry, kill if it opens. So you have three choices here of these ladies. You're going to take the lady on the bottom, lady climbing up in the middle, or the lady on the top. Who gets what action?
I think...
Or actually, just take one to fuck. Which one are you picking? Let's make it easier.
I'm going to pick the one on the bottom, I think.
Why?
She's strong.
Yeah? I feel she's too strong. Yeah. I'm going to take the one in the middle.
Yeah.
That feels she's strong, but not too strong.
Okay.
The one on the bottom...
Put the booty on that
might
one.
Be like fucking Dan Henderson, where she's just, as Joe
just
Rogan
throw me
said,
around.
Strong as fuck, and you touch her, it's like touching wood.
Uh-huh.
There's no softness to her.
I let her touch my
wood. The one on top seems too soft, so that's why I opted for the one in the middle.
That's pretty impressive, though, on the beach, huh? It's
fucking cool as shit.
They look old, too.
Yeah. It's about our speed.
Uh-huh.
Guy knowledge?
Not necessarily. I shared some of it during the show, so I would say definitely check out some shit on Netflix. You know, I have to say, Netflix,
Comedians in Cars just got shifted over to Netflix.
Did they? I still have not really. I've watched a couple here and there, but I'll say Netflix is making it happen. There's a lot of cool stuff. Like if you want to go outside, I don't watch TV really, but if you want to get outside of the whole like,
I was gonna say, if you want to go outside, Netflix is perfect.
No,
what the fuck are you talking about?
No, if you want to get away from the sitcom type shit or the TV show, Netflix has a ton of cool documentaries and music stuff and just. As you mentioned, Comedians in Cars, I heard that was amazing. So there's a lot of cool stuff there. I feel like they're winning. I think they're going to replace cable television in the next 5 years. I really do.
Cable's never going away.
You don't think so?
Nah, I got to stick with it. That's when you know I'm old. I don't even give a fuck. What do I pay a month? It's like $800.
what is it? Three channels.
What do I watch?
And then they call them every 2 weeks to upgrade.
And then fucking channels keep changing on the daily. Okay, this channel is now 1,207. Oh, what the fuck? TiVo again? Fucking.
Who needs this much programming? I don't know.
I don't need it. I am a very basic man with my needs.
Mm-hmm. You like what?
Porn.
And?
Food.
Okay. I'm gonna say butter in your ass.
And lollipops in my mouth.
That's right.
Something like that.
Hey. I can appreciate that.
All right, so next week we will be back on Tuesday again.
Did you have to like Tuesday? Next week we're taping on Monday.
Yes. Night. We'll be out on Tuesday.
Okay. Not Super Bowl night.
No. Can't tape on Super Bowl night. It's too much work. I want to actually enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. You got big plans for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, me alone in my basement,
whacking
popcorn. Up. Popcorn on one hand,
dick in the other.
Yeah,
with two hands.
Yes, two of hands course. On the dick. Just
okay. Sounds like fun.
All right, that's it. Shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of Memory Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Meg Ruth. Thanks for playing.